Chapter 10. The Opening Ceremony. The next day I pass the medical examination without any trouble, and I return to my training. It's great to have my passion in life back. I'm filled with energy and I'm feeling very confident. The girls in my team are very positive. My personal routines for the individual gymnastics competition are going extremely well, and I hope to win a medal for that too. The first day of the Olympics finally arrives. All the delegations are dressed in the colours of their countries. We're standing outside the Olympic Stadium, waiting to enter. We watch the opening ceremony on an enormous screen. The ceremony begins with a beautiful dance. Thousands of young people participate. They're wearing the national costume of the host country. The dance represents all the different aspects of the country's culture and history. It's spectacular. Not one person makes a mistake. They've practiced this dance for a year because it has to be perfect. Millions of people around the world are watching it on television. The audience applauds very loudly at the end of the dance. Then, the five Olympic rings are lit in a very big pool of water in the middle of the stadium. It's incredible to see. In the Parade of Nations, all the delegations take part in the ceremony, and it starts after the performance. More than 10,500 of us athletes enter the stadium. Our leaders walk in first, carrying the flags of each country, and we follow them. More than 200 flags fill the stadium with colour. The delegations enter the stadium in alphabetical order. We represent Great Britain and Northern Ireland, so we have to wait a long time before we can join the parade. I see Estelle walk in near the front of the French delegation. The audience applauds loudly every time a new country appears. Soon, we are next in line. We're a large group, almost 300 sportsmen and women. Our country is the only one to send delegations to the Olympics every summer and winter since the start of the Olympics. This year we're competing in 22 different kinds of sports during the 2 weeks of the Games. The trainers are positioned at the front of our delegation. Ben is one of them. He's very proud and filled with enthusiasm. I can see it in the way he walks. The leader of the delegation is carrying the British flag, the Union Jack. As we pass, the British people in the audience stand and applaud. They're all moving their flags excitedly in the air. I begin to cry. Becky is walking next to me. I turn to look at her and she's crying too. Becky takes my hand and looks directly at me. "This is the best day of my entire life," she says quietly. "Can you believe we're actually at the Olympics?" "No, I can't," I answer. "It's like a dream. And I'm so happy you're a part of it." After the Parade of Nations, a famous performer sings a beautiful song. It was written especially for the Olympics. Then there are more performances. At the end of the opening ceremony, the Olympic fire is lit. And then, of course, there's the most spectacular show of fireworks I've ever seen. They fill the sky with colour for kilometres around. After this memorable experience, we go back to our rooms and begin to prepare for the hardest part, the competitions. While I'm walking to my room, I meet Estelle in the hall. It's easier for us to talk to each other now. "Wasn't that incredible?" I say to her, still very excited. "Yes, it was very special," she answers. "I was crying during the ceremony." "Me too," I tell her. "But now the real competition begins. I'm very nervous," I say honestly. "I mustn't make any mistakes." "You're a great gymnast, Kate. You'll do very well. But I'm going to try to be even better than you," she says competitively. "Estelle, whatever happens, we can be friends now, I hope," I say softly. "Maybe," she answers. and then she turns around and walks away.